AP blocked again from White House event after refusing Gulf of America name change. By Wendell Hasebo on February 12, 2025. The Associated Press appears to be in a standoff against the White House after the organization refused to officially and fully recognize the Gulf of America's name change from Gulf of Mexico. President Donald Trump designated the name change in January, and Google Maps and Apple Maps updated their maps to reflect the new Gulf of Mexico designation, but the AP remains obstinate. During Tuesday's White House event with the King of Jordan, the White House apparently prevented the AP from covering the event in the Oval Office. Later, a second AP reporter was barred from a late-evening event in the White House's diplomatic reception room, the Associated Press whined in a report. Watch, even bigger than the Super Bowl, Trump signs proclamation creating Gulf of America Day. The leadership at the outlet was very upset the White House did not allow its reporters to attend the events on Tuesday. Associated Press executive editor Tara Kopp wrote on X. Today our AP White House reporter was denied access to the Oval Office because the Associated Press recognizes the international body of water on our southern coastline as the Gulf of Mexico, while acknowledging President Donald Trump's order to rename it the Gulf of America. The AP's decision to not officially and fully recognize the name change is at odds with its past updates to its style guide. In 2020, for instance, it updated its style guide of black people to black people. The White House's decision also infuriated CNN's Brian Stelter, who falsely claimed Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Watch, it's appropriate. Trump announces plans to rename Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Out with the old speak. In with President Trump's new speak, or else, he complained in his Wednesday newsletter. The AP supplies information to newsrooms across the country, and its style book is an industry standard, so the White House action was also a warning to the wider world of media and tech. The president evidently wants journalists to obey his guidance, repeat his words, follow his rules. Outlets that don't fall in line might lose access. Overnight, I heard from editors and reporters who wondered if the administration will next penalize news outlets that acknowledge the existence of transgender people or cite data from purged government databases. Let's zoom out. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.